Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. The word of the day today is rescue. The definition of rescue is to save someone from a dangerous or distressing situation. I'm reminded of Psalm 91 when I think about this word. My church is currently in a series going over Psalms 91, and it's called The Rescue Story. And it just really helps me to understand who God is in my life, and that if I learn to dwell in His shelter, that He will give me rest and that He will protect me. He will rescue me. So I pray that you will also learn to abide in Him and allow yourself to be rescued by Him. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I want to apologize for the fall off, really is what happened. We have had 5 deaths in the last 45 days in my family. So you could just imagine the stress and the sorrow that has been going on. And I fell off. I apologize, but I thank you for sticking with me. This is episode number 45. My guest today, I'm so excited to have her. Her name is Tamara Randall. When I asked her how she would describe herself, she said authentic, high energy, and bold. Y'all ready for that? She is married for 10 years, and she is a mother of 3 children, well, adults and soon to be preteen. And I'm so excited to hear her story. So let's begin. So hi, Tamara, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that you were available. I know that we had just a little bit of a communication drop off, but of course, you know, I told you what all was going on. So I'm so appreciative of you being available to for the interview today. And, you know, I honor you for that. Sometimes when there's communication breakdown, you just, you know what, I ain't got time for this. I'm just keep on doing what I do. But, you know, it's just been a lot going on. So I truly appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. I'm humbled and honored.
So the first question is, what type of challenges have you had to overcome?
Well, would you say, are you asking as it relates to now, or are you asking as it relates to just in life general?
Just in life general, and then kind of how it relates to, you know, you've overcome. So that brings you to the now.
You know what? We'll be on this phone all day if we just really talk about all the time. I'm telling you, I just really believe that God has allowed me to go through the fire. It seems like, and then every round, it just intensifies. And so I've overcome so many challenges. I would say my biggest one was as a being in the world and then being converted and going and accepting Christ for the very first time as my personal Lord and Savior, as I took that journey, I was in the streets pretty bad as it relates to when I say in the streets, I mean, you know, I was involved in gangs, I was involved in selling drugs. And so that conversion, a lot of people did not think I would ever make it out of that conversion. They thought I was going to stay in the streets, you know, pretty much for the majority of my life. But I would say what happened was when I made that conversion, I then married my husband, and my husband was a minister. So you got to imagine, you know, an ex-dope dealer, you know,
oh, wow.
You know, ex-gang member, you know, marrying a minister, and then he's being called to pastor. What I had to overcome in the body of Christ was, yes. Oh, wow, yes. Or, you know, who is she? Or, you know, she has 7 tattoos, or, you know, she's from the streets, or I wasn't born and raised in the church, you know, so to be with a minister and then to be with a now called pastor, it's just like, how is she fit to be a First Lady?
Oh, wow.
You get where I'm coming from? So
yes.
It's like I had to overcome that challenge of going into, you know, the church and now becoming a First Lady.
Wow.
And then when they heard my story, it was almost like eyes opened wide, hands, you know, went high, like, oh my God, what are you doing in this position? So that was very hard to overcome until they understood that, listen, this is who I am. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to put on the big hat with the white gloves. What you're going to get is you're going to get transparency. You're going to get someone that will go to war for you. Just as heavy as I went to war in the streets, I'm going to war for you in, you know, in prayer. I'm going to war for your family as it relates to whatever it is that you need, whatever I have. You know, one thing about street individuals is that loyalty is embedded in them. So that same loyalty that I had in the streets is the same loyalty that I have to my congregation. And so I'm like, would you rather have somebody phony and fickle with a, you know, not to, this is no knock on, you know, the women that still wear hats, but I'm just doing the comparison because it's a contrast. It's so much mm-hmm. different. But would you rather have this, or would you, you know, someone to put on a smile every Sunday, or would you rather for somebody to, you know, become naked before you and be real and relevant, yet a little bit raw, but we'll go to war for you.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was a challenge for me. Oh my God, it was a challenge, but I've overcome it. Now they know this is what you see is what you're going to get.
I can't even imagine that, because just on a regular day, when you are trying to walk it out, when you have to walk it out before others who are already in judgment of you because of their perception of
uh-huh.
you, that is like you said, fire. That is fire.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, the perception, absolutely. And so, you know, and thank God for my husband. He never judged me along the way. He never said, oh, you have to put on this, or you have to do that, or you, you know, quiet down, or, you know, no, he just let me be my authentic self.
Mm.
And, you know, and so I, in the beginning, it was a little hard because I still had that little thug in me. And my husband, he's so meek and mild and humble. You know, he's so quiet. And so, they, you know, the little congregants, they used to try to trample over him, and I would rise up,
like, oh,
no.
Oh, wow.
So thank God for deliverance, girl, because look, I was going to go there with them, but they soon understood, don't cast Lady Randall, she going to be, but now they know, you know, this is who she is. We love her to death, and at least she's going to, you know, keep it real. If we want someone that's going to be real with us and transparent with us and tell us the truth and hold us, you know, in our wrong and help us to become better, that's the person to go to.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? Have you not seen that as a shift that the Lord has been doing? I truly believe the Lord has been bringing up people that are truly living their authentic lives before others to say, hey, I had that situation too. I mean, you know, have you seen that?
Absolutely. You know, listen, in this day and age, there's a new remnant that is rising up.
Yes.
And so much so that, you know, we cannot camouflage the fake and the phony any longer. It's time out for the cotton candy word. It's time out for the, you know, to not stand in the pulpit and to stand, period, as people of God, you know, with integrity, with character, you know. And I believe that God has tired the foolishness, you know, and he's saying, listen, if you're not going to do this thing right, then I'm going to have to pull you down from here, and I'm going to have to put some people up here that's ready to really represent me and, you know, to be able to draw men unto not them, because it's not about the title anymore. It's not about, you know, what people can see for likes or what people can see for shares, but I need to put somebody real up so that they can be an example in the earth realm in this day and age, because it's so necessary and needed. Folks don't want to hear no more fickle and phony stuff. What they want to do is, hey, we ought to not look like the world. They want somebody that looks, that resembles Christ, that still has a standard that can hold them in their wrong. People, believe it or not, they want to hear the truth, Karen. They really do.
Oh, yeah.
They want to hear the truth. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So then, you know, just if we can go a little deeper in terms of your, how you handle that internally. So question number two is, how have those challenges impacted your life? So, you know, your husband could be there as a support, but you in your flesh on a certain level had to walk that out. You know, could nobody rescue you from the attacks, or, you know what I'm saying? You know, how did you mentally and emotionally handle that? Because I think that that's important to, because I think I know the answer, but how did you deal with that?
You know, and here we go. I prayed before I came on this call that my words would edify God, and that I remain relevant and I remain honest. And so I have to tell you, and I pray that this blesses someone. In the beginning, it was not easy, because here it is that. You know, we have the enemy that has the job, and that job is to keep us on the other side. And so then in the beginning, when I wasn't as strong as I am now, as it relates to the word in my walk, you know, naturally I had the little devil on one side of my shoulder, and then I had the angel of the Lord on the other saying, hey, you know what? You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a conqueror, and you know, I'm going to call you to do great things. You know, you're going to go and possess the land that I've left for your generations. And but then I had the enemy on the other side saying, girl, listen, you can't do this. You did good in the world. You made a lot of money in the world. You know, although you did wrong, some things you got caught on, some things didn't. You know, and these people will never accept you. You know, you'll never be accepted by these people. You know, these people. You know, and so then it would be times that the enemy would torment me so much that I would literally be in a corner, rocking back and forth, depressed. You know, saying, you know, trying to overcome the voices that were in my head. But as I began to take a hold of the word of God, and it really just started to get down on the deep down on the inside of me, and then I really started to understand this walk as a Christian, understanding that, you know, when you are a Christian, this walk is not going to be easy. God never promised it to be easy for us, but what he did promise, and here's where the people that are listening should take a hold of, what he did promise is that he'll be with us.
Yes.
And so when I got a hold of that thing, Karen, and I said, you know what? If God be for me, then who can be against me? Devil, you are a liar. I'm going to take a hold of everything that Christ has said so that I can overcome these voices. I can overcome, you know, the depression. I can overcome whatever these people have to say, because what they say don't matter. What matters is me being pleasing unto God, me being obedient unto him. So once I got that word on the inside of me and I really started to understand who I was in him, then things got a little bit better. Because let me tell you something, this world will make you feel like you got to be like this, or, you know, you got to have this many likes, or you got to have this many shares, or you got to have this many, you know, this amount of friends, or you have to run in this circle. You know, behind the scenes as it relates to leadership, people run in circles. And so, you know, people make you feel like if you're not a part of this clique, then, you know, you're not what's happening, you know. And so then I had to take a hold of the fact that, you know what, if Christ rocking with me, then I'm rocking, you know, because at the end of the day, when you lie on me, when you forsake me, when you leave me, when you start the rumor, whenever you do whatever you got to do, you get fake, fickle, and phony, God is still going to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
He loves me that much. He's going to be for me. So I just had to take a hold of how I made it out. I didn't go to no therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling nobody not to go to no therapist, but what I'm telling you, what happened with me, I was strong enough to take a hold of the word of God and be transformed by the renewing of my mind.
Yes,
and once
ma'am.
My mind was renewed, then my actions started to follow, and I came up out of that thing, and I ain't been back since. And that was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Awesome.
So I thank God for that. The word of God is living and breathing still today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When I said I figured I knew the answer, you said it. You said it, but in different words. What I've learned is to abide in Him. And that renewing of your mind and then staying tucked under to abide and walk it out, that's what you're doing. You're abiding. You're staying on this side of the line, like you said, and I never went back. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So as you were going through these trials, like you're saying, you know, sometimes you were even, you know, just sitting in the corner, just rocking, you know, What effect did that have on your family and friends?
Oh my goodness. You know, my friends, believe it or not, I'm very outgoing as it relates to being around people. You know, I can get in the pulpit, laugh, joke, speak the word of God, you know, thousands or before two. But as it relates to, you know, really, I'm a very private person. So no one really on the outside knew what I was experiencing, except maybe one or two of my friends, my prayer warriors. It affected my husband more so, not so much as my children, because I've been always taught to never let, you know, them see that side of you. You have to always be that strong tower for them. That the right, wrong, or indifferent. I can't say that could be right, but, you know, sometimes you have to show that weakness before them so that they know mommy's not always a disciplinary. She does, you know, break down at times. But my husband, he would sometimes not know how to handle it, but would just hug me and pray me through that. So I believe it affected him a great deal, because he did not want to see me in that state. But he had been walking with the Lord way longer than I did. So, you know, had been walking. So he knew that all he could do was pray.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thank God for a man of God. Because if he had not have been, you know, saved and entrenched in the word, then perhaps I could have drifted away. But God seemed fit to put me with someone who knew what to do for such a time as that. So I believe it affected him because he didn't want to see me like that. But I believe that that was a great time to bring us both together, because he was required to then pray at that time.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. And, you know, like you said, a couple of close friends, you know, it's always so important for a woman to be able to have a tribe. And, you know, you got to keep it small, because you're sharing confidences. I talk about my team of five. You know, you got to activate your team, and everybody's on the team for playing different positions and for different reasons, but just definitely having those other women to support you is so important. So thank you so much for sharing your challenges. Before we go into the next segment, you basically answered question number one. And I said, and I laugh at myself, because question number one in this seven powerful questions segment is, are you a spiritual person? Come on now. I almost shouted when you was like, yes. And so, you know, question number two. So do you want to expand on that? Because some people make the delineation between being a spiritual person and being religious. Do you want to expand on that at all?
No.
Okay. So question number two is about the word of the day. And so the word of the day today is rescue. And what does the word of the day today mean to you?
Rescue. When I think of the word rescue, the first thing that pops up in my mind is God rescue me from me. You know, often we can self-sabotage ourselves. And one thing that has happened with me in the past is that I wasn't fearful of or fearful of what was going to happen. I was fearful of, you know, some people are fearful of not being successful. No. I was fearful of success. Mm. And so I often have to say, okay, God, let me get out of my head. Let me get out of, you know, let me get out of this thing of thinking that this won't work or if that won't work. But let me just remind myself every day, Lord, rescue me from me. Because I can mess this whole thing up by walking in my flesh. I can mess this whole thing up by getting into my thoughts. I can mess this thing all up by thinking, oh, when you really want to do something just big for me. So rescue me from me. That's what rescue means for me.
That's good. I've never had anybody quite put it that way. I know I'm always saying, like, I need to get out of my own way. So same thing. But, you know, definitely rescue me from me. Awesome. So question number three, you know, what are you reading, watching, or consuming these days?
Oh, that's good. I'm so surprised you asked me that question. I think I just put that on my Instagram page. Like, what are you reading these days?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we're right on point. We're flowing. All right, let's go. Okay, so I am reading. Now, here's my little trick, Karen. I actually am a business owner, so I am just really big on feeding my mind from a business perspective, and then I also feed my mind from a spiritual perspective. So from a business perspective, I'm reading Brand to Bucks by Colleen Otero. And this is a no-nonsense guide to building a six-figure brand.
Okay.
So, oh yeah, it is an awesome book. She really talks about just kind of helping to put systems in place, just making sure that you're, you know, providing ultimate customer service. I mean, she really hits you in the gut. So if you're not on point, when you get finished with this book, you're going to be on point. I take time out to read my my business book. And then for my spiritual side, I am reading, what is the name of that book? Not Safe, Discovering God's Dangerous Plan for Your Life by Mark Batterson. Oh, my goodness. I really love his books because he wrote a book called The Circle Maker. And The Circle Maker changed my life. It changed the trajectory of my life. So this writer, he is so awesome. But what I like about him is he hits you dead in the gut. He says stuff that you're like, did he just really say that? Did he just really challenge me like that? Oh my God, did he just really say that? So I like that because that's how I am. You know, people are like, did she just really say that? I'm like, yeah, I really did. So Mark Batterson, I'm like his twin. Not Safe. You got to get this book, Discovering God's Dangerous Plan for Your Life. And he just really pushes you to go beyond. I mean, I can't even use the word faith. I mean, he just takes you into a whole nother realm and he challenges you to really let go of self and take a hold of God's dangerous plan for your life. I mean, he's like, really take up this cross and follow me.
Oh, really? Wow.
For real. Don't play with it.
Awesome. I will include these in the show notes. I will look, you know, look up and include those links. Awesome.
All right.
So, question number four. What have you learned about yourself while going through your challenges?
What have I learned about myself? Well, I've learned that I'm stronger than I think. I've learned that I'm stronger than I think. At times, we wobble in our weakness. And if we're not careful, we can throw a pity party. If we're not careful, sometimes we will allow our weaknesses to scream for attention.
Yeah.
Help me. I'm doing this. I'm in that. It may be another deficiency in our life. We may not be getting enough attention here or getting enough attention there. And so in that, we can make that scream louder and louder and louder if we're not careful. And so then God says, you know what? You got to take a hold of this thing of, hey, guess what? Where you're weak, I am strong.
Yes.
And sometimes I weaken you so that your dependency can heighten on me.
Yes, yes.
And so in that, like, again, I've always been like, you know what, but I can't do this. Or, you know, in the past when I was very, new to faith, that it was just almost like, I can't do this, or I'm going through this, or I'm going through that. But then God said, hold on. You weren't doing that when you was in the world, though, so don't be trying to punk out when you get in the kingdom. You got to pick your head up and put on your whole armor, and you got to get in this fight, because it's going to be a fight.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
So where you're weak, I am strong, and sometimes I break you and I cause things to happen because I need to get your attention. I need your dependency not to be on them, that, or it, but to be back on me. So,
wow.
I mean, I'm stronger than I think. I really am. I'm really stronger than I think. I kind of think I got some superpowers.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, with God, I got some superpowers.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was just having a similar conversation earlier with a friend about, you know, just that we are greater. We are to get our power from him. And
yes.
So that abiding peace is there for a reason, because like you said, sometimes he will break you down just so that you can sup from him. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So question number five, and I'm actually running out of time on my computer, it only gives me 30 minutes. So question number five, what kind of supports did you receive from family and friends throughout your challenges? And you kind of touched on that in your response where your husband just prayed, you know, and that he had that walk ahead of you, and that your girlfriends were there. So I'm just going to slide through question five. Question six, do you have any words of wisdom for someone who may be going through something similar?
I would say the words of wisdom would be, abide in the Father and he will abide in you. That is the quickest way I can give you the right answer, is that, you know, the word of God will change and will transform. And so sometimes we can't look to people. We can't look to a pill. We can't look to a bottle. We can't even look to, you know, a cigarette or these other vices that we feel will help us to be able to get through. But I believe that the word of God is still living, is breathing, and is still life changing. So I would say go to the blueprint. And allow that to work through you and to be able to heal you through, you know, any single life circumstance that you can go through. I believe that the Bible is the blueprint to help you walk through.
Awesome, awesome. And the last question number seven, what are your hopes for the future? What's next for you?
Listen, I can't say I have no hopes, but I'm just expecting God to just, sometimes we always say, oh, you know what, I'm waiting for God to just supply my every need, you know. No. In this season, I'm looking for God to do exceedingly and abundantly above I could ever ask or think. So I'm just watching him just do what he does. I really and truly am, Karen. I'm just, you know, I'm coming in with expectation, but my expectation is with my hands up, and I'm not just going to box God in this season, but I just know that he's just really doing some things right now to blow my mind. So I believe we have that expectation. God's like, if you're abiding in me, then I'm going to really do some great things for you. So we got to be able to see that thing before we can see it. So I don't know. I'm just leaving it wide open for God to do what he does.
Awesome. Awesome. And so let my audience know how they can get connected with you, because I need to stay connected with you myself.
I need to stay connected with you. Girl, you gotta activate those superpowers.
Yes.
All right, so if you're listening tonight or day, whenever this is gonna launch, then you can connect with me via social media, Tamara Randall, IMT Randall. That's on Facebook, IMT Randall on Instagram as well. You can also connect with me by my recent book, Impact You, You Can Begin Again. It's available on Amazon. So it's my life story intertwined with biblical stories. So you can, I mean, you're gonna learn a lot about me through that book, but through social media, you can contact me that way.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so, so much. I have truly enjoyed our time, and I will be in contact with you, ma'am, because I have a conference coming up in October, and I would love, love, love to connect with you, possibly as a speaker for that, if you are available.
Listen, I'm going to make myself available, Miss Karen. I am so excited about it. I would love, love, love to do some ministry with you or to even get on the platform. So thank you so much for thinking of me, and I look forward to doing and networking with you.
Thank you. I will be in touch. This segment is sponsored by the Numbers People Agency, a Valdeco Insurance affiliate. As an independent insurance agent, Jennifer has the ability to work with several insurance companies to provide you with the right options to meet your insurance needs. Whether you need home, auto, life, business, or even an annuity, she has the right company to fit your personal needs. Think you might be overpaying for your insurance? Find out today by getting your personal consultation for free. Contact Jennifer Williams at 404-775-1759 or by email at jwilliams@voldico.com. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.